Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2. Okay, let's talk about a word like bring. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, "Here, I've
brought your sweater."
Okay. Suppose you had come from work and your wife said about a package there. The delivery boy from Jones' store
left you a package.
All right. Can you use the word bring? The delivery boy
brought you a package.
All right. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, "Please
return."
All right. Using the word
bring.
Please
bring it back.
All right. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
If your old clothes wore out, you would have to buy a
new pattern.
All right. A matching coat and pants are a what?
Suit.
All right. You just bought it. It's not an old one, but it's a
second hand or used.
All right. If it's brand, if you just went and got it out of the store, though, you would say it's a
new one.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
The collar did what in the hot water? If you talk about a word like meaning to get smaller,
it shrunk.
All right. The collar, this shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrunk.
Lately, it seems that everyone I have washed has
shrunk.
Not a very good shirt, is it? When a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, you say she likes to
go.
All right. And when she's getting all
dressed up.
All right. You would say that she likes to dress up. Would you say anything else?
Primp.
All right. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Billfold.
What would you have called it 20 years ago?
Wallet.
Okay. Would you have called it anything else? Let's say you just wanted to put, what would you call
change purse.
A change purse? All right. So you call them all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? What difference would you make between wallet and change purse?
A wallet, you put paper money in it, and a change purse, you don't put anything but change in it.
Mm-hmm. So a man, for a man, you
it's
would
a wallet, and a woman, it's a billfold.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
Suppose there are a lot of little things strung up together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call this?
Necklace.
Okay. If they're little bitty, shiny, maybe white things and they're strung together, you'd say you had on a pair
beads.
Alright. What do men wear or did men wear to hold their trousers up?
Suspenders.
Did they call them anything else?
Galluses.
Alright. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol. Umbrella.
What did you call it when you were growing up?
Parasol.
Do they still call it that in Mississippi?
There's a lot says umbrella now.
Uh-huh. Where do you think parasol came from?
I don't know.
Did your mother use it?
Yeah, she always kept one, but she called it my parasol.
Uh-huh. What about your grandparents?
Parasol.
Now, where did your grandparents come from? What state?
Jones County.
They're all from Mississippi.
All Mama's people's from Mississippi. Daddy's people's from Alabama.
Okay. Can you go back? Did they go back past Alabama and coming
know.
In? Do you have any idea?
I don't know.
They
came from Alabama to Mississippi, and then they went from all of Daddy's people, and they went from Mississippi to Louisiana, Sabine Parish, Louisiana.
Uh-huh. That's pretty interesting. In tracing, you know, to see where the word like parasol came from.